Hello, brothers and sisters and YouTube family. Hope you guys are being blessed. We have all been praying fervently for our nation and the promises the Lord has given us about President Trump's re-election. Many times has been hard to comprehend with all the speculation of how things will happen. First, we believe that Biden didn't have a chance of being elected. But on the day of the election, Mother Claire got a reading in her mass about David and Absalom. She felt it was the Lord telling her that Biden was going to be pronounced as a winner, as we were all waiting for the results, and then soon found out the following day, Biden was pronounced as a winner. I couldn't understand it, but I trusted in what the Lord said, and had faith that He would reveal the corruption soon. So I thought for sure during the Congress election, as we all fasted and prayed for days, that it would be then that the election was overturned. In prayer that evening, I kept crying out for mercy, saying to the Lord, "Let your word be true and every man a liar," because so many other prophets have stood by what the Lord said, despite the mockery they face. Some prophets have given in to the lie and the narrative and are withdrawing what the Lord has said. I believe this has all been a real test for His entire body, and especially those who carry a prophetic gift. This has been a real test of faith. That night before the Congress election results, I sought the Lord asking Him what His will was again concerning the second recount. I pulled the first rhema after prayer. I got, "Through scorn and contempt, I'm teaching you to be detached from the opinions of men and growing in brotherly love." I thought, uh-oh, I knew what the word meant, that Biden was going to be announced the winner again, and I'll be met with scorn and contempt because I told everyone that President Trump would be reelected. As I wondered, "Why, Lord, why would you allow this? And how does this fit into your plan?" Then the next rhema He gave me said, "There's no need to be fearful or anxious. I will do what I promised, and my plan will be worked out at the best time for all concerned." Last rhema I got said, "I've heard your prayer." I sat there with this sickening feeling in my gut that Biden would be elected president by Congress. And I then said to the Lord, "Okay, I know you heard my prayer, but does that mean you're going to answer it? Because I know you, Jesus. I want to know the Father's will." I just couldn't understand it. If Biden takes office, how President Trump would get a second term without war breaking out and much upheaval in our nation. Sure enough, the following evening, Biden was pronounced president by Congress, as I suspected, but didn't want to believe. At this point, honestly, guys, I was losing hope, and really began to question if I had discerned correctly. At that time, Mother Claire had us listen to many alternative news sites, as many men tried to explain or put together speculations of how things would happen, and that Biden wouldn't be even inaugurated because there would be a blackout and indictments and etc. However, nothing has happened yet, as we continue to wait. Then I had a feeling that the Lord is going to have Biden inaugurated, amid speculations, as I thought, "Lord, now if that happens, I've really lost hope. How will President Trump get a second term?" Then 2 days ago, Mother Elizabeth and I began meditating on the scriptures in 2 Samuel of Absalom's conspiracy against David, going back to the first word Jesus gave Mother Claire concerning the election. We had skipped over it and didn't study it, but rather were caught up in speculations when the Lord had already given us a clear blueprint of this battle that happened centuries ago that is unfolding again right before our eyes. Biden is Absalom, and Absalom won the hearts of the people falsely to overthrow King David, who is President Trump, as he took his seat as king instead. The Lord allowed Absalom to be king for a time. David, in his humility, surrendered to the will of God, and trusted that if he was pleasing to God, He would restore his rightful place as king, and return him back to the city. Then the king said to Zadok, "Take the Ark of God back to the city. If I find favor with the Lord, He will bring me back and permit me to see it and its lodging place." 2 Samuel 15:25. Then one of his trusted friends didn't follow King David out the city, but betrayed him and gave allegiance to his son, the false king. This man's name was Ahithophel. When David was told Ahithophel was among the conspirators with Absalom, he said, "O Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel to folly." 2 Samuel 15:31. So there is a close friend of President Trump's who has now pledged allegiance to Biden. So So there may be a close friend of President Trump's who has now pledged allegiance to Biden. And we too must pray that the Lord turns all his counsel into foolishness. However, there is a trusted confidant named Hushai who wanted to follow David into his refuge. But David told him to go back to the city and become Absalom's servant to win his favor and thwart his plans. David said to him, "If you come with me, you'll be a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, 'Let me be your servant, O king. I was formerly your father's servant, but now I'll be yours. You will thwart for me the counsel of Ahithophel.'" 2 Samuel 15, 33-34. So it seems the Lord may have a confidant of President Trump serve Biden, but be used to frustrate the plans of the traitor. As the story goes on to reveal when Absalom was ready for battle against King David, he sought the advice of the traitor, Ahithophel. But because of King David's prayer to the Lord, he was not heard, and Absalom took the advice of King David's secret confidant, Hushai the Archite, instead, as it says in 2 Samuel 17:14. Then Absalom and all the Israelites said, "The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord has commanded that Ahithophel's good counsel would be thwarted, so that he might bring Absalom to ruin." We must pray that the Lord would do the same in Biden's administration, and would highly favor the counsel of President Trump's confidant, so that all Biden's plans would be brought to ruin. So Hushai did warn King David of Absalom's plan, and in battle, Absalom was riding on a mule, and his hair got caught in the trees. Although King David didn't want Absalom killed, he was left hanging on the tree and was killed by the leader of his army. It looks like the very trap Biden and the deep state have set up for President Trump in our nation is the very thing that will be used to ensnare them. Wow. As Mother Elizabeth and I were both in awe at this story and the significant parallels to what's going on in our nation, we began to wonder, could this really be happening? Could this be how President Trump gets a second term? I pondered on it and went to sleep. The following morning, Jesus began to speak to me about it. "Good morning, Lord. As Mother Elizabeth and I began to meditate on the word you gave Mother Claire a few weeks ago, I was still having so much trouble trying to put the puzzle pieces together and the time frame because I felt deep down in my heart that you are going to allow Biden to be inaugurated as president. However, I didn't see how that would fit in the promises and the messages you've given us, many of us in your body. Thank you for bringing light and wisdom to our confusion. Jesus, could you please explain?" Jesus began, "My beloved one, I am a man of my promise. There is no deception in me. And no, you and many others like you have not heard from a lying spirit. What I promised and told my prophets will indeed come to pass. Donald Trump will regain another second term, but not without a fight. However, the victory is mine. And the battle has already been won, my people. You just must pray and believe. So many times when I give you words, you run to try to piece things together. How many times has that got you in trouble?" As I said, "Quite a bit. Actually, every time, Lord." And Jesus responded, "Good. Well, you're learning, my beloved little one, and others are learning as well, that you all see in part, and my ways are so far above your ways, and so are my thoughts. However, my words I give to you now because I love you, and you have asked me for wisdom. But the way in which my promises come about, I desire that you leave that to me from now on, or you continue to create obstacles that will get you ensnared in anxiety, restlessness, and confusion. Trust the words I speak to you, and do not look to the left or to the right, or be dismayed by what you perceive to be a contradiction. Because it is in that very plan that I have permitted that will bring my purpose and promises about to fulfillment. My dear, dear ones, many of you will be scoffed, mocked, and ridiculed come the 20th, when this nation will swear in the false president-elect Biden. This is not my will for you, nor the man I've put in office. Remember, I am God and in control. I raise up kings and tear down kingdoms. It is my will for him to be sworn in, but not to be president. Although the enemy will gloat, as if they have won, they have perfectly taken the bait and ride into my hands for truth to be revealed and justice to prevail in your nation. It would do you good, my beloved ones, to go back and read the battles of old. I have not changed, and many times when it looked like the armies of Israel had lost. Even when it looked like they had been taken over by a rebellious man like Absalom, I was still in control and used everything to fulfill my purpose and to bring my people closer to me. So will I do in this case. History has repeated itself yet again, and Biden is like that of Absalom and has been easily swayed by those around him to run his campaign and take office in a deceitful way. But nothing is hidden under my eyes, and justice will prevail. Here I chimed in. Lord, are the pointers you gave concerning the story of Absalom and David with Ahithophel and Hushite the archetype, are those things that will happen and prayer points for President Trump as well? Jesus responded, Yes, beloved, I dearly love my servant Trump, and I love Biden too. They're both my children, although one has not fully surrendered to me. I love them all the same. President Trump is well aware of these plans, has valiantly submitted to my will. That is why he has so much peace. He has now come to know my heart and prays for his enemies and all those who have been against him daily. He loves this nation very much and grieves at what must happen in order that the truth may be revealed and your nation purified of the corruption. Even now, there is a trusted confidant of Biden that I have placed there, who's truly for Trump. I will use him to frustrate the plans of Biden and that of the deep state. Lord, would there be a war? No, beloved, not World War III, not yet, but there will be a battle and many casualties to come to ensure this nation is purged from the bottom up. I did tell you that once Trump takes office, there will be a major change in your government infrastructure. Yes, you did, Lord. As an aside here, he's talking about the message he gave us called Winds of Change in December. Also in the battle, 20,000 men were lost that day when Absalom went to fight King David. Guys, we must pray for the precious souls who will become casualties of this battle for our nation. Jesus continued, So trust me and stand on my word. Pray, 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 my people, for my heart grieves to what must happen to get many in your nation to wake up and to get the world's attention of the deep-seated corruption that has taken over every fracture in your nation. Pray the plans of the deep state will be frustrated. Pray that the supporters of Trump will be patient and wait on my timing to execute my plans. Pray for those who will be lost as casualties in this battle. And pray this trusted confidant of Biden's that I have placed there will rise to have favor over all the opinions of others, that I may use him to fulfill my purpose. There will be a victory cry soon in the tents of the righteous. Lord, you want to tell me how soon? Weeks? Months? I said this smiling. And Jesus responded, Soon. Very soon. Smiling. And that was the end of Jesus' message. I encourage you all to read 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 18 tonight and begin to use this as prayer strategy for this battle we have ahead. And I'd like to add a cool confirmation the Lord gave me. After receiving this message and going to discern if it was from the Lord through my Bible promises, he gave me the title Prayer, which answered my question from a week ago when he told me he had heard my prayer. And I asked, Does that mean you're going to answer it? And this was the scripture he just gave me. We are sure that if we ask anything that he wants us to have, he will hear us. If we are sure he hears us when we ask, we can be sure he will give us what we ask for. 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. Hush, Jesus, hush! I thought that was so cool. Thank you, Lord, for victory through prayer. God bless you all until the next message. Stay in prayer today and tomorrow.